Germany first. Churchill and Roosevelt both agree on this strategy. Their primary objective is to defeat Germany. "We have to bomb it," says Churchill. He creates an air fleet, commanded by General Bomber Harris. Harris believes he can win the war with his powerful four-engined Halifaxes and Lancasters. This strategy is criticized as being costly in terms of men and equipment, but it does begin to take its toll on German cities. On the 8th of March 1942, Essen is bombed, a way for Churchill to help Stalin. The city produces weapons used by the German forces in Russia. The Germans begin to measure the consequences of Hitler's policies. The Nazi regime descends into murderous insanity. Hitler, Goering, Himmler, and his assistant Heydrich begin to implement what they call the final solution, the extermination of Jews in Europe. It is further endorsed at the Wannsee Conference near Berlin in January 1942. That is why Heydrich has come to Paris, to organize the rounding up of Jews in France. Their one-way trip to the gas chambers in Auschwitz. The Wannsee Conference is the manufacturing of mass-produced crime. Thousands of Jews are crowded into fake showers and gassed. After the Holocaust by bullets in Russia, the genocide intensifies. In Paris and across Europe, the occupation brings poverty. Everything is rationed. Everything the occupied countries produce goes to feed the German army.